This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for June 2010. Tonight, presidential comment, a headquarters update, and a look at key points from the City of Sails Conference. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. To New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's a very good evening to NZRT President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Our AGM and annual conference is over for another year. Members made their decisions at the AGM, and then they enjoyed a wonderful weekend. Many thanks to the team who organised this event. Their job is not easy, and they did us proud. It was a most enjoyable time. Two of the meetings I omitted to mention in the broadcast from conference were the SPAM and OTC meetings. There were no changes made at the SPAM AGM. At the OTC meeting, the Montgomery Cup for the best article and break-in during the preceding year was awarded to Rod Radford, ZL1RK, for his article on the construction of an experimental linear amplifier. The old-timers also elected Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU, as Grand Old Man. Ivan may not be as old as some, but he assures me that he is always grand. Council has appointed Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, as National Training Officer. Warren tells me that he, along with his team, are currently having brainstorming sessions working out how they will operate. It is vital for the future of our hobby and the association that we can add to our numbers. It is also important for everyone to encourage as many as possible to actually want to study and gain their certificate of competency. I am very grateful to Warren for agreeing to take on this most important task. Last weekend, I was in the backcountry of East Taranaki, providing comms for the finish of a stage in the Taranaki Tarmac Rally. When I was chatting with a team of marshals who had travelled from Rotorua for the event, one of them said that it was a great job amateurs did for these events, but that it was a pity that young people were not taking up amateur radio. This is a situation we must all do our best to rectify. John Hertzel, ZL3ADF, has, for personal reasons, resigned from NZART Council. My thanks go to John for the years of work he has put in representing the Midland District. Council will be deciding at their next meeting how they plan to fill this vacancy. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Now back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The President of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Further to Roy's earlier remarks about conference, here's a quick look at some of the key points from conference held just 3 weeks ago. NZART will make a contribution to Peter Lake ZL2AZ of $1,000 to assist with expenses incurred while attending the APG3 meeting. The 2011 subscription for NZART remains at $95, with the rebate increased to $15 if paid by 30 November 2010. All other subscription rates remain the same. ZL1TPH Stephen Heyman is to join the FIMTAG committee for a 6-month trial period. Council has resolved that NZART HQ will remain in the same location in Upper Hutt until a suitable lower cost option becomes available. Phil King, ZL1PK, is to review submissions recently received on the future of NZART and prepare a summary for Council's consideration. NZRT is to implement a membership drive at branch level, with an incentive of 50% of the first year's subscription going back to branches who sign up new members. Council gratefully received the donation of a trophy from the Nelson branch. This is to be awarded in recognition of candidates who have achieved high examination results in all age groups. Steve Heyman, ZL1TPH, and Simon Lewis, ZL4PLM, lobbied Council on the 2.4 GHz band. Council resolved to advise FIMTAG they see no objection to a weak signal band between 2396 and 2400 MHz. To Remit's Remit 1 about ARX services, this was lost on a vote count. Remit 2 about revision of family membership clauses, this was carried on voices. Remit 3, concerning release of the XYZ call signs, this was carried on voices. Remit 4, about the mandate for introduction of a foundation licence. This was amended from the floor, carried on voices. Now, after voting on Remit 4, all branch delegates were polled to ascertain which of their members were in favour of the introduction of an entry-level licence. And the results were: against 746, for 679. The result: NZRT will not be proceeding towards an entry-level licence. Remit 5, about holding AREC meetings immediately after the AGM. This was lost on voices. Remit 6, concerning family membership. This was carried on voices. The Rothschild Cup was awarded to Nelson Branch for 14 successful examination candidates in 2009. Amateur of the Year was awarded to Peter Aiken, ZL1TX of the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club. Ethan Brown, ZL1AE, and Jason Light, ZL3LD, both received the Youth Achievement Award for 2009. Denise Hyder, ZL3HI, was awarded the Arthur Jumbo Godfrey Memorial Award for services to her branch. Gareth Bradshaw, ZL3VP, placed a motion for NZART to review ARX charges in light of other branches offering this service for free. This motion was carried. The 2011 NZART conference is to be held in Upper Hutt. Look for further conference reports in detail in your next issue of Break In. Moving to news now from NZRT headquarters, here's NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Firstly, I have an announcement from the Radio Spectrum Management Office. Recently, they were updating Smart and inadvertently reactivated Silent Key Records. This is presently being worked through both by me and RSM to make sure these records are removed entirely. Speaking of which, after quite a long day with RSM representative Peter Gray last Wednesday, whose official title is Technical Approvals Officer, we have come up with the following processes that should make it easier for you to understand how Smart works. On the topic of silent keys, on receipt of a death notice, I can remove a call sign from the RSM database. A scanned record of this notice is kept in their database, so should any family member come back after a period of time, there is a history as to how it was removed and who requested it. This does not negate the current form that we do ask to have signed. It just helps when there are no known family members that can be contacted. I can remove the call sign, but this does not remove the record altogether. This can only be done by an RSM officer or on request from me, and it will be rendered inactive by them. I am presently preparing a list of silent keys that I am aware of whose record still appears in a name search on their database. If you know of a silent key that this applies, can you please let me know and I will include it on my list to forward to them. On the topic of name suppression, should you wish to have your details withheld in Smart, you must apply in writing to the Registrar of Radio Frequencies, Andrew Mulcahy, and state the reason for this before it can be approved and removed. I am unable to suppress this information at the time of activating your record in Smart. This application must be sent direct to Andrew. In my last issue of Headquarters InfoLine, I advised motions passed by Council at their meeting in Auckland. As these have yet to be approved by Council at their next meeting in July, they are not yet set in concrete. One particular motion referred to ARX fees and membership to NZART. The motion was incorrectly worded, therefore has changed to what was advised, and Council have yet to approve it. Please watch for the July on-air Council meeting minutes to be placed on the web, which will state the new fee structure for NZART ARX services. Finally, in the last issue of Headquarters InfoLine, I advised that Headquarters would be open different hours. They are now from Tuesday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. The Hamilton Amateur Radio Club will be holding its annual market day on Saturday, the 14th of August. The venue for the sale will be the Hamilton Table Tennis Club, located at the Victoria Street end of Edgecombe Street in Edgecombe Park. There'll be refreshments and food available. Doors open to vendors from 8 a.m. and buyers from 10 a.m. You can email the Hamilton Sales Day team at harcmday@nzrt.org.nz. That's harcmday@nzrt.org.nz, or write to Market Day, P.O. Box 606 in Hamilton. Onwards to RO News, and it's greetings and welcome tonight to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Well, it was great to catch up with so many of you at conference in Auckland recently. The Waro AGM was held on the Sunday morning with a good attendance of members and visitors. Our new president is Margaret, ZL1MB, and Lynette, ZL1LL, is the secretary. Treasurer is Janet, ZL1JAN, with a committee of Nairi, ZL2UJT, Bev, ZL3OV, and Anne, ZL3TNT. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest results were announced at the Waro AGM, and in case you missed them, they are as follows. First, Catherine, VK4GH. Second, Celia, ZL1ALK. Third, Leslie, VK5LOL. The first OM was Murray, ZL2AO. Second, Paul, ZL2CQ. And the third OM, Graham, ZL2APV. Waro congratulates Denise, ZL3HI, the 2010 recipient of the Arthur Jumbo Godfrey Award, which was presented at the NZART AGM. The award is given for services to one's local branch of NZART. At the Waro AGM, a surprise Rosemary ZL1RO was presented with the NZ Waro Achievement Award, the Myrtle Erland Memorial Rose Bowl, recognising her services to Waro. A warm welcome to the four new members who joined Waro during conference weekend, and we hope to hear some or all of them on the Monday night 80 metre net from time to time. Many of the Waro ladies participated in the alternative program during conference and enjoyed visiting a number of Auckland attractions on both sides of the Harbour Bridge, which include plenty of opportunities for retail therapy. That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO, our Waro reporter, and the recipient of the New Zealand Waro Achievement Award, the Myrtle Erland Memorial Rose Bowl. Congratulations, Rosemary. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club will be holding a triple dip on Saturday the 17th of July. In the morning, they'll be holding the club's annual used equipment sale at their club rooms, Heritage Park in Whangarei, with the doors opening for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Now, the Auckland VHF Group trading table will be present with a small selection of goodies, including the amateur radio calendar that was first on sale at NZRT conference. If you require table space, phone Brian Winger, ZL1BSW, 09-438-8232, 09-438-8232, or you can email Brian bwinger at extra.co.nz. Mini forums will run in the afternoon, commencing about 1:30 p.m. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, will give a presentation on IRLP, and Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, will give a talk covering all you need to know about coax cables. And there'll be one or two other forums as well. The afternoon's activities will conclude at about 4 p.m. In the evening, commencing at 6 p.m, there'll be the famous midwinter nosh-up at the clubrooms, a delicious meal for $10 a person. The meal will be served at 6:30 p.m. and will be followed by a Trivial Pursuit session. Please book for the evening again by phoning Brian Wingers at L1BSW at 09-438-8232 or email bwinger at extra.co.nz. Mark your calendar now and reserve that day for amateur radio. That's the 17th of July, when you can triple dip in Whangarei. Aerials, antennas and district plans are all matters that can have an impact on our activity as radio amateurs. With the latest news on such matters, here's Mike Newman, ZL1BNB.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Since my last official broadcast, there has been further action on antenna planning matters. Firstly, Wellington City Council last month notified its decision on District Plan Change 74 utilities structures. Your association opposed this plan change, seeking more appropriate rules, and as a result, the council has introduced a category called an amateur radio configuration to better meet our needs. New rules permit pole type supports up to 100 millimetres in diameter, unrestricted in height, number or position. A satisfying result. However, for larger structures, such as lattice masts, the council has imposed unacceptable height limitations of 8 metres in the outer residential zone and 10 metres in the inner residential zone. Under this rule, for most amateurs in Wellington, a lattice mast supporting an HF Yagi would be limited to 8 metres, but the antenna could be higher if supported on a more slender pole. This decision has been appealed to the Environment Court, seeking a greater height limit for such masts. A copy of the notice of appeal to the court will be posted on the NZART website shortly. Tauranga City Council has advised it will be conducting its hearings into its new district plan late in August, and your association will be represented at the hearings. Here is a new twist arising from one amateur's approach to the Porirua City Council, proposing a 12-metre mast on a residential lot. In discussions, a council officer required the in-zone building height of 8 metres. The amateur is relying on a section in the Radio Communication Act that defines radio communication as a network utility. Application of this act to amateurs could be a useful but unintended consequence of the act. More information will be advised as it becomes available. Lastly, have you checked with your city or district council on progress on its district plan review? Some councils have completed the process, some are proceeding through hearings, while others are in earlier stages of preparation. You and your branch should initiate contact with your council to establish what stage they are at, and if appropriate, make representations to improve the rules governing amateur antennas and their supporting structures. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. If we don't tell councils what we want, then how can we expect them to take account of our needs? Do get in touch with your council now. If you need any advice or assistance, contact me, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, by email to mnewman@clear.net.nz. And that's all for this month. Good night from NZART Antennas and Planning.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZART's local government liaison officer. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club Branch 10 will be holding their annual junk sale on Tuesday the 20th of July in their clubroom Stadium Drive in Pukekohe. Doors open at 7pm with the sale commencing at 7:30pm sharp. Now lots can be assembled at the clubrooms by arrangement with a committee member prior to the event or brought along on the night. Sellers are requested to have their goods in sensible sized lots with a reserve, if they wish, either given to the sales conductor or indicated on a note attached to the lot. As usual, the evening will end with a complimentary supper. Well, finally tonight, it's Branch News, reporting from Christchurch. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. From the 29er, newsletter of Branch 29 NZART, North Shore. The next meeting will be on Monday, July the 5th, at the clubrooms at 400 East Coast Road, Mairangi Bay, in North Shore City. Vardy ZL1BXD will do a wine appreciation evening. There will be a quiz to test your knowledge as the evening progresses. The next Napier Branch 25 meeting will be on Wednesday, the 7th of July, at the clubrooms at 123 Latham Street, Napier, starting 7:30pm. The branch will have a digital modes demonstration in preparation for a kitset construction evening later in the month. The kitset project will be a computer rig interface for digital modes. If you're interested in building one, come along to the July meeting. And of course, Hastings Branch 13 members are most welcome. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, July the 5th, where the topic of the meeting will be the PIC microcontroller. The Tatahi Bay Amateur Radio Club's Midwinter Dinner will be held at 7:30pm on Saturday the 10th of July at the Curry Village in Porirua. please RSVP to Peter Ford, ZL2VK, if you're coming and how many places to book for you. Finally, Otago Branch 30 has weekly Wednesday night meetings at the clubroom in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. There is a scheduled talk on Wednesday, July the 28th by Chris, ZL4WHO, and the topic for the talk is aviation communications. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Sunday, the 4th of July. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZRT webpage at www.nzrt.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for June. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.